Welcome to His Stories Broadcast with Pastors Gil Michelle and Kevin Michelin. Every person has a journey in this life, and God is indeed with us in our journey. In this broadcast, you will be encouraged as you hear others share stories of ways that God has worked in their lives. If you are having questions about God, or you know Jesus and like being encouraged and inspired, then we ask that you pay close attention to the program to hear stories of changed lives. In both church and the courtroom, we call these stories testimonies. So stay tuned with Kevin and Gil as we hear some incredible testimonies from inspiring witnesses. It's time to testify.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to His Stories Broadcast. We're so happy to have you here today. We have a great testimony lined up for you, and we're just happy to be here. How are you doing, Kevin?
Hey, I'm good. Good. How are you, Gil?
I'm doing fine. Well, we have great guests here, like I said, and but before we start with anything, let's just go ahead and open up with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your goodness and for your mercy, Lord God. It follows us all the days of our lives. And so, Lord, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for our special guest today, Lord. We just ask, Lord, that those who are out there would have hearts to hear, ears to listen, and hearts to respond and to reply. And we just thank you for all that you're doing in our midst, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well,
Amen.
Hey, Kevin, why don't you introduce our guest today?
And, absolutely. Yeah. And I have the great pleasure of being able to introduce a guy by the name of Hooks. There's a lot of kids that he's surrounded by every day with a school called The Crossing, and they call him Hooks. And so I think that's maybe a best way to introduce you. And then he has brought a great young man with him by the name of Josh, and I'll let them say their first and last names as well. But, guys, it's good having you here in the studio
here.
This
yeah,
morning.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
And what we want to do is really the goal of this program is to declare the name of Jesus Christ and that he moves in our lives. And what was mentioned in the intro of the show is that this is evidence that there is a God, that there's not just evidence there is a God, but he is working in people's lives.
Yes.
And that he is changing people's lives. So, I'm gonna pull back a little bit. A lot of times, what we do is we just love hearing people's the story that God is putting into those lives. That's why we call it His Stories. So, Hooks, got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
You, as a teacher and principal, you tend to ask more questions than. But we're gonna put you a little bit on the spotlight this morning and just hear kind of your story. I heard that you grew up in Indiana. Is that correct? And
yes,
maybe we can
yes.
just kind of start from there.
Yeah, J.T. Hooks, and like you said, Kevin, Hooks is what I go by on a daily basis with the students. So it's just Hooks. But yeah, grew up southern Indiana, and grew up kind of a small town. Was blessed to have great parents that were Christ followers, and so growing up, I knew a lot about God, and you know, kind of grew up knowing all the stories and things like that. But I was also blessed to kind of with athleticism, and so basketball kind of took a big role in my life. Sure. And my story is a lot of about choices. And I think we all have choices in our lives. And I think mm-hmm. a lot of us have learned the hard way some of the choices we've chosen that weren't always the best ones. And I lived, you know, growing up, lived kind of a double life, a double standard, you know, where I mm-hmm. went to church and did all the right things and knew all the Bible stories and things. But at the same time, I was also loved being the popular guy and loved playing yeah. sports and things like that and doing the partying and things like that. And always, you know, was there for God. And was like, yeah, God, look, you know, I'm doing my, you know, I'm playing basketball, but I still, you know, still say I love you and mm-hmm. still mm-hmm. Did this. But it was all just kind of on top and on surface. And had going into freshman year of high school, got in a really bad car accident with my brother and ended up breaking my hips in four different places and collapsed the lung and you name it. It,
wow.
it pretty much happened. And, you know, my selfish ways, I always tell the students this when I tell my story, is my first question was to the doctor was, am I going to be able to play basketball again? And,
uh-huh.
you know, you look back, you're like, man.
It's
you know,
your
like,
passion.
Yeah. 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 And end up kind of going through, and obviously I recovered from that, and I went to Bethel College. And that was a God thing as well. You know, we went and my coach was like, hey, you need to check the school out. You know, it's a Christian school in South Bend, Mishawaka area in Indiana. I said, you know, where is that? I have no idea. Like,
I asked the same question.
Yeah. I was, you know, South Bend, Indiana. Okay. But it came up here and tried out and loved it and said, yeah, I want to do this. I want to play basketball here. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, look, God, it's a Christian school too. Like, you know, I'm trying to fool God. Like, it's sort of
a checkoff.
Yeah. Like,
I got
check
a two for one. Yeah.
Exactly. And like, you know, and try to fool God in that way. But, went to Bethel for 2 years, and that's where I met my wife, and she was from the area, Elkhart, and finished up, actually transferred out of Bethel and went to Manchester and finished up there. Uh-huh. And kind of drifted there because I went for the basketball side of it again and was kind of following my own desires instead of what God wanted for me. And moved back in the area once I got married to my wife, moved into Mishawaka, and heard about The Crossing. And I was like, man, this school thing, because I always wanted to be a teacher. Okay. And because I just want to kind of give back to the students. I said, this Crossing thing, it sounds too good to be true. It's a school thing, but it's also faith-based. So I get to talk about God, and that's, you know, not normal. And, you know, what we get to pray in the day, we pray out the day. This is crazy. So when I first moved, I actually didn't, you know, apply there, but I didn't hear anything. And so end up doing lawn care, woohoo, selling that. But it was a job at the time, and got tied into The Crossing. And, I mean, that was 5 years ago. And I absolutely love it because you get to see like how much, you know, God has kind of changed and redirected my life and has said, you know, hey, you know, you thought you were kind of making your choices, but really I was kind of using you in what I needed to do. Yeah. And I see that now that I'm at The Crossing and see that my biggest goal is to really just pour into these students' lives, not only education, but the love that God shares and gives to me every single day. And I'm able to bring one of our main students here, Josh, in today, and I'm really proud of this guy. I've seen God work in his life a lot in the years that I've known him, and brought him in today because he's one that also leads some of our God talks. Mm-hmm. Every Friday we have a time where the students can kind of dig in a little bit more about God and learn about it. So I brought him along.
Okay, great. Before we hit Josh, because I want to delve into Josh quite a bit here.
Okay,
but before we do, you mentioned redirecting. Because we could just do a flyby over that really quickly, but that's not what the show's about.
right. Okay.
And so, how has he redirected your life? What are those things?
Yeah. The biggest, like I said, the biggest thing was always my struggle of like my choices over what God's choices were, and it was really really obvious. The biggest one I can bring just a point here for a flyover was. 2 years ago, I was actually offered a job to go coach at a college level, college basketball.
Mm. Yeah.
And growing up, I mean, basketball, that was my thing.
Yeah.
And it was so obvious at that moment when I got that call of like, hey, I want you to come coach for, you know, a college basketball team. And it was like God was saying, okay, JT, this is it. Yeah. It's been your choices.
Your holy grail. Like, this is what you've been wanting.
Yeah. This is it. Like, you've always chosen your way, and this is – The Crossing is obviously what I want you to be at. And it was just so obvious in that moment, God, that I, you know, I remember sitting in my bedroom. I was sitting on the side of my bed, and I was just like, God, dang it. You know, what
– Dang it, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, what are you doing this to me for? And, it was just super obvious. And it was one of those that he kind of did one of those smack up the side of the head and said, okay, it's time. This is where you need to go. And it was just so obvious in that moment that he said – this is where you need to go. Because he instantly started bringing to my mind the students and how much, you know, these students need us and need the positive influences, needed God in their lives. And it was an overflow of these things that I saw. And it was just like, okay, God, I get it. Like, I'm not going to ignore any of this time. Mm-hmm. And so. Mm-hmm.
But isn't it so easy, though, to take what we already want and form it into God's will, like, Lord, you know I love basketball. Yeah. I can affect lives in college, too.
Oh, yeah, I thought about it. I was like, I can
have prayer meetings in the locker room. You know, I can make it, like, you can actually form what God, you know, what is happening, and you can make it into what you think is God's will.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So did you hear a voice or did you get a...
It was kind of more of like, are you serious? Like, are you really trying to do the basketball thing? And it was just because you start thinking about that. And, you know, I say, oh, yeah, well, I could do, the prayer thing. And we could do, you know, like a Bible study. Yeah. And you start forming these things. And it was kind of one of those. The guy was like, really? Is that what you're you're saying? Is that really, you think that's really going to work?
Right.
It was just kind of one of those kind of moments. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Cool.
Yeah, and I understand that. I mean, we all, I think, in this room get that,
mm-hmm.
And those listening, right, yeah, definitely get that as well. I just remember there's a couple times in my life when, you know, one of my passions. I'm too short, really, to have any career in football, you know. But that was a passion of mine. But God kind of took that many ways away. One, I was getting beat up a lot. But the other, then this thing called politics started coming in my life, and it was just an obsession. I'm like, oh man, I got to run for office, and I did. I ran for office a couple times, and I felt like God was leading me that way. But man, God has just taken me on a journey where, when it comes into the ministry. For me personally, so I get that, and it's like, oh man, how do I make money at that, and how do I feed my family with that, and all those things that come up. But it's what is amazing is, you look well fed, Hooks. Right?
Yeah. Yep, thank you.
Oh yeah, he's a pretty scrawny guy. Yeah,
you're yeah. In many ways, physically, you're somewhat of an imposing figure. So it's good. I can see how you did very well in basketball, but you know, God has provided. For you.
Oh yeah.
You know, would you say it?
Above and beyond. Yeah. Above and beyond. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. So now I've kind of explored your life just a little bit. Probably come back, keep back and forth. But you do. We have a special guest with Josh, and if we could, Hooks kind of already introduced you a little bit. So, Josh, if you could say your name, and because we want to broadcast that out, and then say where you're from, and just kind of how your life has been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My life has been.
Yeah.
Oh, well, my name is Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my name is Josh Geldner, and I was born, raised in South Bend, Indiana.
Yeah.
So, I don't live with my biological parents. I was not officially adopted, but the people watch over me got legal guardianship over me when I was very young.
Yeah.
When I was only a few months old. My biological mom, she had me, and she knew my mom, my guardian mom, and she was just like, hey, watch him, and then didn't show up later, sent a letter like, hey, would you like to adopt him, something like that, and they were like, yeah, okay, we'll look into it, lawyer advised them, get legal guardianship,
yeah,
et cetera, et cetera. So I've been there all my life. I have met my biological mom.
Have you?
Yeah. Some people always ask me that. Do you know your biological parents? I know my mom.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who my dad is, really.
Mm-hmm.
But so I just lived there all my life, and they've been good to me.
Yeah.
They've took care of me. They fed me, clothed me, put up with all my stuff.
Stuff, you know. Yeah.
All the good
stuff.
It's
good stuff. They have that, yeah.
Yeah, the good stuff, yeah.
You know, tearing the house apart, running off, doing whatever I want.
Yeah.
And in terms of, like, Christ, I've been to church a few times when I lived with them and everything, and... Mm-hmm. They believed, like my dad believes in God and stuff, but he's got a very much more kind of a universalist philosophy. He really believes in just like his own religion and everything. He's got his own belief system. He believes in a lot. It's very different from Christianity.
Yeah.
He believes in Jesus, but not as like as God Almighty or as Christ or anything like that. And one thing I can definitely say, though, is that he's taught me to be open-minded. If there's anything I could take away, he's taught me to be patient and to just, like, if you disagree with somebody, you don't necessarily have to argue your point to convince them of something. Because even if you convince them sometimes, what good does that do?
Uh-huh.
Like, okay, there is a God, or okay, Jesus is the Christ, so what? What's your point?
Uh-huh.
You know, that doesn't change people's hearts. That don't change people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
So he taught me to be open-minded. One day, when I've got nothing else to do, I have this guy who comes into my life. He's been a very strong spiritual mentor. He was my dad's cousin, or his nephew.
Oh.
So he's legally kind of like my cousin.
Uh-huh.
And he came in, and he just like invited me to church on a Saturday.
Mm.
I'm like 14 years old.
Yeah.
The last place in the world I want to be on a Saturday is at church.
It's at church.
You know?
And so many fun things to do.
Oh, yeah. Like, man, church. That sounds great. And so, I mean, I'm in a very messed up point in my life. I've had a lot going on. I've dealt with a lot of depression. I've dealt with a lot of bullying. I've dealt with a lot of just being ignored, you know, inside the home, outside the home, everywhere. I've lost a lot of friends through life circumstances. My family has been plagued with drug addiction and thievery and rape and all kinds of stuff. And on this particular day, I am just a wreck.
Yeah.
In fact, he invites me to church, and I'm like, this is fantastic. It's exactly where I want to go. I don't even have clothes to wear. literally, I had a shirt that was too small and a shoe that had to be duct taped to be held together. Okay. I'm like, yeah, church.
Yeah.
This sounds great.
Mm. Yeah.
And I call all my friends in an attempt to say, like, to hey, I already had plans with this other guy, so sorry I can't go.
Yeah.
How convenient. Nobody answered the phone, or when they did, they weren't home. Mm. Nobody, none of my friends, like, I called, like, 6, 7, 8 different people. None of them were either home or didn't answer the phone or were busy. Wow. I'm like, awesome. Because I had a lot of respect for this guy, so I wasn't not going to go to church. Mm-hmm. So, lucky me. I was like, okay, fine, I'll go. The whole ride there, he's talking to me about stuff. I think about Jesus and God and stuff, but I don't remember. Uh-huh. I don't remember anything he said. I remember going into the church and kind of being feeling a little menaced by it because it was very big.
Right.
I go in there, and there's nothing but people, like, dressed up nice in suits and stuff. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, here I am with duct tape wrapped around my shoe, and these guys are all dressed up in fancy suits and stuff. Mm-hmm. Felt very judged. I went into the bathroom. I just, like, wanted to cry and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. I can't even remember what the preacher was preaching about.
Right.
But this is what did it for me.
Yeah.
Like, they have an altar call, and I'm like, sure. I don't know what good it'll do, but I'll go, you know? Mm. And I went up there, and I got real bold. And I said, God, I have no idea why, but I said, God, I am not leaving this altar till I get what I think I deserve.
Wow. Wow.
To what I get what I deserve.
Yeah, deserve. like God owes me something, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, like God owes me something, and he doesn't, you know?
Right.
But this guy comes up to me, and this is really interesting because he says, you know, are you a Christian or something like that? Are you born again believer? And I told him I said the sinner's prayer. And he's like, well, have you been baptized before? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, but I've always wanted to. And so really quickly, he said I could be baptized that night. I wanted to. I had to call my parents. And then they said I could always come back and do it anytime because they had the baptism tank and stuff
ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I like that.
But I heard that voice inside. I heard a little voice inside my head, and I know right then it was the enemy. He was like, you can always do it later. And I knew. I'm like, I will never come back.
Mm-hmm.
Later will never come.
Right.
I knew myself. I'm like, I will never come back if I don't do it now.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it. And then later, you know, I experienced things with the Holy Spirit and stuff, and it changed my life forever. And I have to comment real quickly. It wasn't the baptism that saved me or anything.
Right.
But it was just the act of faith that they were explaining to me. They were like, hey, you do this, you're going to be new person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, death, burial, resurrection, you're going to be born again in Christ. You know, put your faith in Christ. And, you know, it changed my life forever.
Wow.
I've never been the same since then.
Wow.
Yeah. How so? I mean, dive into that. You know.
Sure. Well, like, because, you know, I grew up with my dad's philosophy and stuff, you know, even though he never, like, taught it to me, you know, I knew I was very well educated of it living in the same house, So I just naturally adopted most of his beliefs. Not all of them, but most of them. And so as soon as I get born again, I've got questions like, is Jesus God? I've always been taught he wasn't.
Okay. Mm.
And so, like, one of the most important things that was ever told to me after I got saved was two things. And my mentor, he told me, he said, ask God for two things. He said, ask one for knowledge, wisdom, and understanding.
Mm.
And ask number two for a heart to seek truth and to know it.
Mm.
And so I did those things. I prayed those things. And I believe those things are some of the key things that's really changed my life because God answers prayer and he answered those. And so I go start studying the word.
Mm-hmm.
I get into the Bible because he tells me it's important. And I get in there. And I'm starting to notice things. So I take like, is Jesus God in the same thing? You know, I said, show me the truth through your word. You know, I don't want to hear what this pastor says, and I don't want to hear what this atheist say or what anybody else says.
Right.
I want to see what the Bible says.
Yeah.
And I come across a scripture in Philippians where it literally says, God humbled himself even to death on a cross.
Hmm.
Oh.
And that'll gain your attention. Yeah.
Another thing I kind of believed in because my dad was like reincarnation, and I was going to go through the word and study that. And I'm like, I asked God on the bus to school. I remember as clear as day, God, is reincarnation real? Like, is that a thing? Is that biblical? And immediately, Holy Spirit spoke to me, and he's like, if reincarnation was real, Christ died for nothing.
Amen.
You know,
very good.
If that was the thing.
And that's
Christ
a God
died
moment.
For nothing.
Yeah.
One of the clear moments where I felt the Holy Spirit speak to me. So I've just been a lot. I've been radically changed since then. And even though I've severely fallen back since then, there's been times where I've cursed at God and was very angry, you know, within the last couple of years and just wanted to completely reject him sometimes. You know, I've had my ups and downs with God going back and forth. Luckily, he's always right. You know, Yeah,
that's true.
I have to remember
true.
That.
Yeah.
Yep. But even pack that away for some sermon.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Mental but note.
But you know, that's what's great about it, is because even in my darkest moments, you know, I still had him. And if I would have recently been through some of the stuff I've been through without having Christ in my life, you know, I don't know what I would have done. Yeah. Mm. I could have very much ended up in jail. I could have very possibly killed somebody, killed myself.
Yeah.
You know, there was days where I was just like, man, am I going to make it? Mm. And then it's just like, hold on one more day. Hope is not an easy thing. Hope is painful.
Mm. Yeah.
Because, like, there's no guarantee it's going to be better tomorrow.
Right.
So you just keep going through day after day thinking, man, if I give up now, though, I'm going to look back in eternity and see, wow, if I would have just waited one more day, one more week, one more month, you know? And so I made it. And I wouldn't have if it wouldn't have been for Christ. Mm. You know, I've never been the same. Even when in my darkest moments, I still have Christ. I still had the same goals. Mm. And even when I was angry at God, I knew in my heart the place I wanted to be, and that was to, you know, be a part of His ministry and to be a part of His kingdom and further it.
That's exciting. That almost leaves me speechless.
It really does. Yeah. Like, stick a fork in me. I'm done. Man. Like, but I tell you this much. I see why you didn't go coach basketball.
Right.
Because, man, when you see lives like Josh that you get to interact with every single day and to make eternal impacts, it almost like, well, this is a no-brainer.
Absolutely.
And so to come back with you, Hooks, it almost feels like God, I don't know. It's like this thing where you kind of like Abraham's son, like, hey, I'm willing to give up the very thing I thought I wanted. Mm-hmm. And I heard someone say a long time ago, I don't want to climb the ladder of success only to find out that I had it leaned up against the wrong building. Mm. And, you know, you had this passion for basketball to do all of this thing and to play, mostly not coach. But still, now you get the opportunity to go in something that for so long you wanted. And then you like, you know, no, this is what I really want. And it's amazing how God changes our desires in the midst of this journey.
Yeah.
Even you, Josh, like you start off this one thing and you think, man, I'm in this church and I feel judged. I go in the bathroom. Like, what am I doing here? And you make a bold prayer up at the altar. Like, give me what I deserve.
Right, right.
And then you wind up getting baptized that night. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. So we can't write our own story. I love the name of the show, actually. It's the stories.
It's right.
The stories. And I like the way you said it, Kevin. It's God's stories being played out in us. Mm-hmm. And if you would have told Josh 24 hours before he was baptized, tomorrow you're going to be invited to church with your duct tape shoes and your small t-shirt, and you're going to get baptized in a Christian church and you're going to be at an altar call, he would be like, what are you smoking? You know?
Right.
But only God can direct our steps that way.
Yeah.
And in the middle of it, change our desires. Mm-hmm. So, man, it's amazing to hear how both of your stories sort of intersect. Sounds like a made-for-TV movie or something. But it's awesome to hear how God can change your desires in the middle of this journey that you're going through, that you don't even know God has you on a journey. You just think it's life or it's hard times or what have you. So, man, that's awesome. It's awesome to hear.
Yeah, and you get to be able to – it sounds like you get to be able to express your faith then. Mm-hmm. We were talking a little bit before we got on air that you're able to have what they call God talks.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about that? Because I want to do also, and we actually, it's amazing how quick this program goes because you know, we're starting to wane down here. But the to hear the fact that both of you do, in many ways, you're representing the crossing and what's happening there. So can you tell us a little bit about God talks and what's going on? And, Josh, I'll throw that to you explain that to some degree.
Yeah.
And then both of you want to explain that too, that's fine.
Yeah. God talk is just this thing we have on Fridays. Every day we have family time, which is 30 minutes of the day in the middle of each session.
Uh-huh.
But God talk is on Fridays for anybody who just has questions about God, wants to know more.
Wow.
It's like almost like a Bible study.
Uh-huh.
You know, we just talk about God, ask questions, like things about the Trinity, things about Jesus. In fact, in my own life, God talk at one point was the only meaningful exposure I had to God sometimes, even though I was saved and everything.
Yeah.
And, it's a really fantastic time. Students go in there and they just have all these questions, and we've got great teachers there that just really pour into them and, you know, share their testimony, talk about God and the Bible and everything, answer their questions to the best of their ability. And, That's one of the things that makes the Crossing unique. I just want to say really quickly is the relationships they have with us as the students. Mm-hmm. And that's what's really helped change some of our lives. Is just a regular student at a public, a regular teacher at a public school. Even if they want to, they can't actually interact and take students out on lunch and, you know, talk to them, play games with them, spend the night with them and stuff.
Yeah, right.
But here it's different.
Yeah,
and they can be there for you. You can call. I've you know, called Hooks before, like when I've been in the gym, like, man, Mr. Hooks, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Sure.
You know, and he'd be like, oh, well, let me see what I can do on my end. And but just that relationship we have that really helps. And that shines through very well through God Talk because, you know, that's when you're getting on that spiritual level.
Absolutely.
At the Crossing.
Awesome. That's great.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you, are there any things that you can, are there moments in, with God Talk that, that come to your mind?
Or? Josh has done a great job of describing it better than I could have. So, it's just those times where you get to see the coolest thing I think about the job is I get to see some God moments in the students' lives. Mm-hmm. You get to see where you don't necessarily want to point it out to them, like, hey, that's a God moment, because you want them to kind of see it themselves. See that, but it's cool to kind of sit back and see those God moments in these students' lives where God is telling His story through them, and getting to see that. So it's just a really cool experience through God Talk to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. Let me ask you this: with the Crossing, I assume there's always. Now, can you tell us a little bit? We talked about God Talk, but there's some other aspect of the Crossing that it'd be good to be able to get into. We got a few minutes, but you do something. Your day's a little different than the normal day.
Yeah. So the students come in, and obviously, I mean, we're fully accredited, so they can earn their high school diploma through us and get the Core 40 diploma and everything. But at the same time, we do our job training programs, where the students will attend, say, half a day doing academics, and the other half a day is in our job training program. Yeah. Whether it's our culinary arts team that is actually moving down into the Madison Center and they're preparing meals for local businesses, and the students are running it. It's all student ran. They're running anywhere from the sales and marketing side to the QuickBooks to the production of the actual food and the cooking in the in the facility. And we're partnered with Studebaker, the Studebaker Complex, and kind of the revitalization of the Renaissance District. Our students are there ground level working there. And then we also have a furniture business where the students are purchasing furniture, kind of fixing them up.
Nice.
And then turning around and selling them through Facebook pages, Craigslist, you name it. So it's all these students that get the academics, but they also get that job training experience that they need to be successful in life past high school.
That's awesome. You know, as you were talking here, it's just a reminder. Yeah, a couple of years ago, I'm going to play the God card here, but God just really had downloaded on me that, you know, I truly believe that the generation that's coming up, different folks have said, you know, we're going to kind of write them off. And that's a lie. That's a lie. I firmly believe that this is one of the greatest generations that's going to be coming up. We have to be on our knees before Him first, and God is going to be to reveal to this generation that He is an authentic, powerful, and wonderful God.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I am looking forward to hearing how your story plays out, Josh, and how millions of other. Will play out as well. So we're waiting on time, and I'm gonna pray, and then we'll close. So, all right, dear Father in heaven, I thank you so much for this day. I thank you for Mr. Hooks, and I thank you for Josh, and I thank you, Lord, for how you love them and watch over them. Lord God, I thank you for writing your story in them, and we just give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to His Stories broadcast. We hope that you take a moment to look at us online for more encouraging stories of God transforming lives. We would also like to hear your stories, so drop us a line at hisstoriesbroadcast.com. That's hisstoriesbroadcast.com to add your part to the story God is telling.